Hey guys, welcome back to Real Bearded News. I'm your host Sean, and welcome to our new office space. I really do like it. It's pretty chill actually in here. I get to change the colors of my lights now from my phone. A little warmer. What do you think? Look at this. Super bright, too bright. We all know I don't like a lot of bright lights. But this is pretty cool. I really do enjoy the space that I have now to be able to do these. And yeah, can't wait to do more and more podcasts here and be able to have guests and be able to have multiple cameras all around the room. It's going to be pretty cool. So the newest movie that we've watched is called The Model House. And crazy movie. It's a thriller. It's not a horror movie. It's a thriller. Think about The Strangers, just dial it back a lot. And that's what The Model House is. It's the newest movie from director Derek Pike. It was a fun watch. I'm not even going to lie. Like, I haven't watched a lot of movies from Derek Pike. But I really did enjoy it. It was very entertaining. It's not like the most splendid movie that that you would ever watch. However, it does have a lot of lessons in it. And that's why I kind of like it. So just to give you a little background on the model house, we start with, like, it was a very strong introduction, and I really liked it. Like, I enjoy movies that they reel you in from the start. And so we start with a model called Bella. And you're thinking that she's your main character because she's the first person you see, and she's coming back from like a bakery, getting some like gluten-free something. And as she's like walking down, two little girls recognize her, and they're like, "Oh my gosh, Bella, can I get a picture?" And she's like, "Yeah." Literally, that's not too far-fetched as to how they were talking to each other. And she's like, "Yeah, let's take a picture." And they take a couple of selfies, and she starts walking away. So mind you, Bella's on the phone. These two little girls, preteens, stop her, ask her for a pic. She's like, "Yeah." And so she goes back to talking to her phone. She's on her phone with another model friend. And she's on her phone, and she's walking across the street. She stops, turns around, and says, "Hey, don't forget to tag me on the photo." As she says those words, she gets hit by a car. Dead. Which actually allows us to get introduced to our actual main character, Zoe. Zoe's a college student, wicked smart. Her Instagram handle was something referencing some type of, like, I forgot what it was. But it was really cool. And yeah, so Zoe, wicked smart. She's a model, though. She's paying through college. Her parents are also paying college for her. And she's doing this because she has a passion for it, right? So she gets invited to go to this photo shoot in this, like, waterfall area type thing. And she goes, and she's super ecstatic and excited that everyone's there. But she still feels a little left out. Not left out, but a little weird about being there. And so she goes ahead, and she's in the shoot. She's super excited to be there, and then there's a break, right? And so she's talking to some models, and they're like, "Yeah, she was talking to this girl when she died, and blah blah blah, crazy stuff." And so all the girls get gathered around except for her, and they're taking their pictures, right? And then they're like, the photographer's like, "Hey, Zoe, like, come front and center," and she's super excited about being front and center because, again, she's kind of new to modeling. She's not really part of the world. And so being front and center means you are going to be the center of attention, and all these other girls are there to highlight you, kind of a thing. And so she asked the hair and makeup lady, like, "Did he just say front and center?" And she's like, "Yeah." And so she's like, "Ah," and then like runs on these slippery, mossy rocks, and she breaks her leg or sprains her ankle. Point is, she doesn't make it to front and center. So she gets sent to the hospital, but then she comes back with a boot. And when she comes back to, like, a house that looks to be, or appears to be, abandoned. But the models are there. They're just doing their own thing. And so they were surprised. Like, one of the other models that is actually nicer was surprised they didn't send her home. And they were like, well, they clearly need people. So, but I'm glad you're here. So she's not being a jerk. She's actually, like, breaks the stereotype 100% of what models are. Because sometimes you think that models could be very conceited and kind of like very, very jerkish, right? But no, this girl was super nice. And so to the point that she has seniority in the house, because she is the longest reigning model, kind of a thing. And so she has like her own room. She doesn't have to share a room. However, because she saw Zoe with a broken leg, she offered her room. And she's like, hey, like, you're going to make it far in this business. Don't even feel bad. Like, take my room. And Zoe's like, no, I can't take your room. She's like, you could barely walk. You're not going to make it on top of that bunk. Besides, me and my brother, I think she said, we used to share bunk beds, so you're good. And so she gives her room, and it's literally the beginnings of, like, a really good friendship in this model house. And she loves it. She really appreciates someone like that. Now, the way that the movie is presented to you, you think that one of the models, because you know that they have to survive, right? Kind of read it from the synopsis. You think that one of the models is going to be, like, the villain. Because although this one girl is super nice, some of the other models are a bit catty. There's a Puerto Rican model, which is really funny. Very, very beautiful woman, but she's very catty and very stuck up. Then you have the, what they called in the movie, the token plus size model. And when you see her, right, when you're watching the movie, you don't, like, to your head, it doesn't come plus size. Is her face rounder than the other models? Sure. But she is not what you think when you're thinking plus size model. So it was really funny that she called herself, like, she was like, I would like to be seen as a model, not as your token plus size model. Plus, she was Asian, I think. So it was just very interesting. And then there was a lesbian in there. So you have your Latina model. You have your black model, which is our main character. You have your Puerto Rican model. You have your Asian model, I guess. And then you have, like, your lesbian model. And honestly, the first one that I call Latina, which is the one that was making friends with, was Zoe. I think her name was Maya. She isn't your token Hispanic. That would be the Puerto Rican model. So it was very, very interesting how they did that. Like, they had two Hispanic, characters, or at least one was Hispanic looking, but that's besides the point. And so it's a straight up thriller, almost slasher film, minus the slasher film for the most part. Again, think about the strangers just terrorizing someone. We then get introduced to a neighbor who then you think that might be the villain because of just the way things were presented. And he was just weird. He's the dude from The Luck of the Irish, which was really cool to see him a lot older. It's crazy. Grew up with that kid, basically, and he looks like that. But then we really get introduced to our villains, and they are literally just there to steal money. They're not there for any other reason but for the purpose of stealing money. And they're going to steal money, not necessarily from the models, but from the models' fans, by using Bella's death. And it's like, oh, go support this link. And they were expecting to, like, make millions of dollars off of their fans, basically. And so that's your setup, right? You have a bunch of models in the house. What you would consider, quote-unquote, dumb people in the home, and they get attacked. Now, when we find out the reasoning for the attack, right, which was, well, we're going to take money from your fans, not from you necessarily. Kind of dumb. But the reasoning behind that is further dumb. And the reason that these two guys did it, it was a girl and a guy, a couple, was because the girl wanted to have as much attention as the models did. And so pretending to be them, asking for money, was her way of getting the time of day because she wanted to be like them. And it was really dumb. It's something that was said towards the end of the movie. And it was like, that's weird because she could have been a model, but she chose a life of crime. So that's kind of dumb. But aside from that, it was just, it was interesting the way they try to pull it off. And you have a third villain, which ends up being the foster brother of the girl. And he was really sick. Like, he was in there for the killing and for the torture and all that stuff. Meanwhile, the other two were just there for the money. Although the foster sister, she was also a little twisted in the head. So it was easier for her to, like, kill people. There's a scene where she has the quote-unquote plus-size model tied to a chair. And the plus-size model had, like, looked back and saw their faces. And so as she's going back in, the kidnapper, her boyfriend was already inside. And so she walks up to her and she's like, it would have been better if you never saw, like, seen our faces, and pushes her into, like, the fire pit. And so that was wild. That was, like, the craziest part of that movie. That I was like, whoa, that was a badass killing scene. Just because it wasn't expected for this type of movie. So I really enjoyed that. So that was the general summary. We have models in the house, one with a broken and or sprained foot. And then you have two villains coming in because they want money. And they're planning to use the dead models GoFundMe page for stealing the money. So that's the premise. Was the movie a great watch? It was entertaining. The dialogue wasn't as bad as you would expect. It was, you could almost call this a B-horror movie or a B-thriller movie, but it had really good elements in it, and it was shot beautifully. It was shot beautifully. It was lit beautifully. It was edited correctly. There was one part that kind of threw me off that I was like, I don't know if I believe that. It was when one of the guys, Zoe's running away from the house, and he goes ahead and shoots, and she goes ahead and drops. Now, it seems like she got hit, but there's a callback to something that happened earlier, which I don't want to reveal everything because, you know, if I'm going to recommend it, it's best for you to watch it on your own. So it's a callback to something that kind of led to everything anyway, kind of a thing. And so it's just interesting how they correlated everything together. But it really seemed like he hit her and then she ended up being alive. And so that was interesting. The same way where one of our killers may still be alive. And they kind of hinted at it, but not really. So it was like a double whammy. It was a double callback to something. So it was pretty cool. So is it a great movie? No. Is it entertaining? Yes. You get a couple of lessons from it, which I think it's worth watching for those lessons. And I wrote them down because I knew I was going to forget. So lesson one is, everyone is valuable. Everyone is valuable. You have self-worth. The success you have is because of you and not because of luck. So remember that. Lesson two, you can be educated and be a model. Look at that. It's crazy to say it in this day and age, but you're not dumb. Like, you don't have to be a dumb bimbo, male or female, to be able to be a model. And so you could be educated and still model. One of those two is going to support you, right? And so that was pretty, it's a good reminder for people. Lesson three, social media isn't real. The life most people put on social media, on Instagram, on Facebook, it's not real. Everything is played out. Everything is acted out for that purpose, to gain the likes, to gain, like, acknowledgement. It's not real. Lesson four, if you're in the entertainment business, just be wary of the messages that you get through social media. On top of that, be wary of whatever links you're clicking from people that you don't know, because you just never know what might happen from those. Lesson five, trust but verify. This is because of the ending of the movie. So trust but verify. And finally, lesson six, not everyone is out to get you. Take advice from those who have found success and trust their tutelage. So that is because, again, the way the movie is played, it seems like one of the models is going to be your villain. However, completely different. So not everyone, like, understand that not everyone is out to get you, and some people are just there to guide you the right way. Even though they might be a little harsh, they're still there to guide you. And especially if they found success in whatever it is that you're working at, trust the tutelage. It's going to be very important for you. So now, do I recommend this movie to people? This is a pretty decent movie to kick back and watch. Not something that you have to think about every single day or, you know, try to figure out what happened. It's a movie to enjoy. It's a movie for, I have a stressful day. I have a stressful life. I live a stressful life. And I want to be able to just kick it back and relax. This is it. This is the movie that you're going to be able to do that with. I definitely would say recommend 13 and up. So kids could probably watch it. Like your tweens, they could watch it. 13 and up, you'll be good. There isn't many foul language in the movie, which is pleasing to see. The only reason I would say 13 and up is because you do get to see the models in bikinis, because that was the first shoot. That's one of the entry shots. It's not gory, so it's not like you're going to have crazy amounts of blood. There are some graphic events in the film, but aside from that, there is one scene where one of the models is not just a regular model, but she has some type of like OnlyFans or even a Twitch channel where she is provocatively dancing. So if you don't think your kids can handle that type of thing, don't let them watch it. But 13 and up, pretty good amount of age range for that. This would be, like I was saying, it's a great movie to just kick back. Ideal to watch with friends, ideal for a date night. It would be fun to watch, especially if your partner is not a horror movie type of person or a thriller type of person, then this one will definitely satiate your need to watch a thriller / horror movie and not overdo it for them. So it's a good balance for everything. Personally, again, like I was saying earlier, I don't think this is a oh my gosh, you have to watch it kind of movie. However, it's always great to have these kind of movies that are just right there in the line, that it's like, you're not bad, you're not amazing, you're good. And so because of that, I give this movie a 3 out of 5. It was definitely a fun watch. It's something that is going to entertain you. And that's what we need in this day and age. There's too much realistic crap happening right now in the world, and we just need to be entertained. And this movie was definitely entertaining. It was great for knowing when to end, but also who to eliminate in the movie. And moreover, just the valuable lessons that you got from it were fantastic. So that's why this movie gets a 3 out of 5. And that's why I think you should watch The Model House, directed by Derek Pike. Now, I appreciate you watching this episode or listening to this episode or however way it is that you are gaining the knowledge of The Model House. I appreciate it. Thank you so much for being on. And don't forget, between the next time that I see you and I let you know what you should be watching, what you should be avoiding, don't forget, keep reading those comic books, keep watching the anime, rock and roll, and above it all, stay nerdy, guys.